The news is read by Susan Jackson.
The US President Joe Biden has signed into law the biggest ever investment to fight climate change in the country's history. The legislation includes more than $400 billion of new spending. Mr. Biden described the legislation as one of the cornerstones of his domestic political agenda.
This bill is the biggest step forward on climate ever. And it's going to allow us to boldly take additional steps toward meeting all of my climate goals and the ones we set out when we ran.
Republicans have criticized the plan, describing it as an example of government overreach. Liz Cheney, a prominent critic of Donald Trump, has lost her seat in the U.S. Congress to Harriet Hageman, who supports the former U.S. president's unfounded claims of voter fraud. Ms. Cheney, a Republican, is deputy chairwoman of the Congressional Committee examining the 6th of January attack on the Capitol. In her concession speech after losing the Republican primary in Wyoming, Ms. Cheney pledged to do whatever she could to stop Mr. Trump winning the presidency again in 2024. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Liz Cheney conceded early to her challenger, Harriet Hageman, who had been strongly tipped to beat her and did so by a margin of more than 2-1. With most votes counted, Ms. Hageman has garnered around 64% of the vote. Donald Trump won the state in 2020 with 70% of the vote. He had backed Ms. Hageman, campaigning in the state to target Liz Cheney, who had become his most prominent critic in the Republican Party through her position as deputy chair and effective lead prosecutor of the January 6th committee, a role she will keep until the end of the year. In a concession speech, she said, "Now the hard work begins," and vowed to do all she could to prevent Donald Trump becoming president again. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
Garthy and County Kerry are continuing to detain a 51-year-old man for questioning as part of their investigation into the murder of 75-year-old Miriam Burns. Her body was found at her home in Killarney 2 days ago. Garthy have issued an appeal to anyone with information to contact them. The two contenders in the election for leadership of the Conservative Party in Britain are due to visit Belfast today. The British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss and the former Chancellor of the Exchequer Rishi Sunak will set out their respective policies to Tory party members. Both have expressed opposition to the Northern Ireland Protocol, part of the Brexit trade agreement designed to prevent a hard border. Here's Tommy Mescal of Our Political Stuff.
Today's hustings in Belfast will be seen as an opportunity for both Liz Truss and Rishi Sunak to set out their positions on the Northern Ireland Protocol and to explain how they plan on restoring the executive at Stormont. Power sharing collapsed over 6 months ago, with the DUP insisting that issues around the protocol must be resolved before they agree to nominate a new speaker or ministers. Today's election hustings is the 8th out of a total of 12. Northern Ireland's Conservative Party membership is relatively low, with between 500 and 600 members, but both candidates would likely want to be seen to reaffirm their commitment to the region. So far, hustings have largely been dominated by the cost of living crisis. Recent polling indicates that Liz Truss has a significant lead over her rival Rishi Sunak. Conservative Party members will vote for their preferred candidate this month. The winner, the UK's next Prime Minister, will be announced on September 5th. Tommy Mescal, RTE News, Belfast.
The 147th Dublin Horse Show will get underway in the RDS this morning. The five-day event includes dozens of equestrian competitions and is expected to attract tens of thousands of spectators. Here's our Agriculture and Consumer Affairs correspondent, Joe McGrady.
It's another annual event that was curtailed by the COVID pandemic, but the Dublin Horse Show makes its return this morning, bringing 5 days of first-class show jumping, style, fun and festivities to the traditional RDS venue in Balls Bridge. This year is the 147th of the show, which was first held back in 1864. 1,600 horses will take part in 168 equestrian events. Among those will be 35 national and 15 international show jumping competitions, with a total prize fund of €1.25 million. Highlights of the show include the Longines Aga Khan Trophy competition on Friday, with seven top teams, including Ireland, taking part, the Land Rover Puissance on Saturday, and the Longines Grand Prix on Sunday. The official opening by Dublin's Lord Mayor takes place at midday today, but show gates are open from 9 a.m. for the first of the tens of thousands of attendees expected over the coming days.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For efficient, consistent, evenly dispersed heat throughout your home, choose Grant's Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
It'll be generally bright and dry at first, although light showers may linger in the east and northeast. Cloud will build from the west from this afternoon, bringing outbreaks of light rain and drizzle into western areas by this evening. Highest temperatures will range from 16 to 20 degrees.